Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, their real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
Let's talk about Binance. Do you think it's possible for Binance BNB token, the Binance token, will suffer the same fate as FTT, which is the FTX.
FTX, man.
But it's FTT is a token. Mm-hmm. So of the FTT token in the next 3 months?
I hope not, but it's looking highly likely. Business is a very interesting game. I was once told that business is war without the bloodshed and the carnage. The move the CZ did was brilliant. Chess 101, right? But the thing about often, and we've experienced this oftentimes, and I've heard this from a few people, but a person that is doing better than you will never have anything negative to say because they're too occupied with being successful. When CZ waved this flag around destroying FTX, which is brilliant. You have to make sure when you do that your own house is clean. And because this space is going to, and I said it from the beginning, the banks are going to find ways to take the space over. I hope that this coin does not fall apart and Binance does not fall apart. I'm not anti all crypto. Just as a person who actually trades, like I actually trade for a living, there are certain things that you can see that are not clear. I mean, I said it before, even with Sam, when they were saying he was doing this arbitrage and taking Bitcoin from Hong Kong and transferring it here, no person had ever seen him take a trade prior to. I hope the Binance does not fall apart, but I will say if you are in this coin, you probably should get out now before shit hits the fan.
What makes you say that? So just to give some reference to people, Binance is the largest cryptocurrency exchange in the world. Mm-hmm. Its coin has done tremendously well throughout the history. I mean, of course, it's, you know, taking a hit when all crypto takes hits, but it, throughout, you know, its time, it's done tremendously well. Binance is a highly respected cryptocurrency platform globally, and it's the biggest. So why are you so bearish on Binance?
My favorite question, so I'll walk someone through my set of questions when I'm looking to invest in anything. Number one, what does this coin do that no other coin or entity can do in the world? Number two, if you had to put your life on the line, would you put all your money into this coin? And when I say your life, yours, your family, friends, everyone. For most people, when I get to question number two, the answer is no. I do think that there is some value there, but I think the thing that we are seeing in real time is that the transparency that we wanted and that we thought blockchain would give is not there in most. And if it's not there in the biggest companies, FTX, Binance, what's stopping the 15 other players that are 3 through 15 and then the top 100 to be running ethically as well? I think cryptocurrency at scale is an amazing industry run by a bunch of people who knew there was no regulation and they're taking complete advantage of that. So I'll ask you guys, if you had to, would you put all of your money into BNB coin? I think the answer would be no. Would you put all of your money into Earn Your Leisure and Assets of Reliability? You show that day in and day out. I think often when we have to convince people of something being of incredible value, it's not. And I went through it with GameStop. I went through it with GME. AMC. I went through it with Facebook and Meta. Most of these coins don't actually provide any value.
Yeah. So I think just another part of it is that the responses that they've been getting during this time, right? So the executives from Binance, when they ask questions, obviously with FTX being the headline for the crypto space right now, the answers are really that confident. And so most people know that Binance was an investor in FTX. They had over $2 billion invested and they sold their stake. And then that's what prompted them to say, maybe we'll bail them out. And obviously they didn't. We saw what happened to FTX.
Yeah.
What's starting to happen is people aren't believing in the space as much, and now you're seeing withdrawals. And so it was like, oh, it's 1.2 billion. Okay, that's not even a top five day for us at Binance. Then it's the same day, I believe it was last Wednesday, it's 4 billion. And then it's 6 billion the next day. And it's like,
adds up.
It started adding up, and it's like, can we withstand this type of momentum on the downside? And the answer has been, we're financially okay. Mm-hmm. Well, companies that lose that type of money in a day, usually, you know, there's something in the underlying documentation or underlying reports that is at stake to what's happening. That's what we saw with FTX. It was like, we don't get to see it, right? We don't know what the financials look like. We just see that there's a lot of withdrawals happening. Can they continue that? I don't know. We'll see. It was down 15% in a day.
Let me do an exercise with you guys. Is Earn Your Leisure profitable?
Yes.
Notice Rashad or Troy didn't shake in their chair. And when they answered, your gut feeling told you, yeah, they're straight. They're good. Is Red Panda profitable? Yes. Am I profitable? Yes. Am I debt free? Yes. Certain times, like, we want to believe the hype of something. Like, we ever dated somebody and, like, we know that there was bad, not you, Troy, because you married an amazing, great family. Me and Rashad trying to learn. Snow returns, Rashad's call, don't miss out on the king. Or who's next on the list? I don't know.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, Today, I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Right. But a lot of times, like, we all want to believe the lie because we want to be sold the dream. I would, and honestly, if Binance and these coins worked as well as they said, I would be all into them. I know people are like, yo, stick to stocks. And like, no, I trade one of the hardest markets in the world. I just don't see what the value proposition is. And then also, when you don't have any protection from the banks, the hedge funds, lobbyists, the global elite, if you will, what's the real value? And I think he could have done a better job after this FTX blow up of coming out and saying, here's what our revenue looks like, here's what our weaknesses are, here's what the threats are, here's what we're going to do if there is a run on our bank, here's what we're going to do to make sure that the value of the coin stays up, here's what the 5-year or 4-year projection of our company looks like. A lot of it is gut. The number one thing I want to tell all Black investors who watch the show, even if you don't know every fundamental thing that me or Troy or Rashad or Trap will talk about, one thing that you do know growing up in our environments in the hood, your gut instinct. My favorite quote from Bootsy about Kanye, he like, yo, I'm a street dude. You can tell them that. You can't get that over on me. So even when I was talking to Loon this past week, I'm like, bro, why are you rocking with me? He like, even though you ain't from the streets, you're a real one, and every time I talk to you, everything that you say, I feel that you're being honest about. Sometimes, though, we end up finessing ourselves and wanting to believe a lie that is not true. The crypto space right now is like dating Corinne back in the day. Sound like a good idea, and you may get some pleasure out of it for them first 3 weeks, but you're going to go through hell after. Shout out Eddie Winslow.
Shout out Eddie Winslow.
And I don't know if it was that super. Like, I don't want to find out, but.
Nah. They got the video. We'll talk about that. No, but that's after.
Oh, that. I never saw that. Yeah. It was Ned.
Nah. Super.
I would say this about Binance, though. I think Binance can't be compared to FTX because Binance is a way bigger operation. It's apples and oranges, really. It's comparing a tugboat to a cruise ship. So I don't think that Binance is going to collapse. And if Binance does collapse, then the whole entire crypto space is pretty much done at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that it's a fair comparison to compare the two.
Okay.
And I'll give Binance the benefit of the doubt because we haven't seen anything as of yet that would raise red flags.
We didn't the FTX either, though.
We didn't.
Which is the scary part, yeah.
It's like a relationship, right?
Yeah, I can't project it on them.
You can't say somebody's cheating until you start to see, you gotta see some red flags first. You see some red flags first.
Gotcha.
Now you just, if you just coming up.
But back to the gut though, the intuition.
Intuition though.
But your intuition comes from some level of red flags, right? If I'm just saying like.
Not always.
Yeah.
No. Sometimes you could just, something's not right. You know, you may not have.
You can feel the difference.
But you can feel it.
Ladies, can you feel it, right? So when our schedules change up and the level of affection change.
That's something's happening. Something's happening.
Or you could just feel like.
You're coming home late. You're not answering your phone calls. These are red flags.
When you're in the presence of it, right? You could just feel like there's something that's off. There's something. And then you start really trying to feel like, yo, something has now changed. You start looking for those red flags.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. We'll get the CEO of Binance on here. If anybody can connect the dots,
let's talk about it.
Let's make that happen.
Yeah, but Ian, to your point.
No, I'm serious about
this. Yeah, I'm serious.
Let me just put this out
there. Okay.
You know, we have a big audience that actually watches.
Yeah.
So he actually had the cover of Forbes a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Billionaire, I believe he's from, I don't want to misquote this situation, but he's from China, I believe.
Mm.
Or Hong Kong?
I think China.
Yeah.
Definitely would love to have a conversation with him because it's important and it's a pivotal time in crypto. So it's important to get in front of, because like you said, if people might have suspicions and they might not even be warranted. But if you're not speaking up publicly, then you know a snowball becomes an avalanche. So if you're listening, mm-hmm. We would love to have you on a program and hear your thoughts about your company and the future of cryptocurrency as a whole.
Yeah. 107.71 is where I have the coin going to.
I was just going to say to your point, Ian, like in the light of what's happened with FTX and obviously the role that they played in it, this would have been the opportune time. So if there was red flags, let me show you why we're different. Let me tell you how we're different. Let me put everything out here to show you why this is a real situation. Well, what that was obviously fraud from everybody's perspective at this point. Let me show you why we're the number one exchange. Let me show you why this coin is legit. It would have been an opportune time rather than just saying we're financially fine.
Che Peng Zhao. He's actually a Canadian national, but he was born in China. He's from Chinese descent.
Yeah.
A Canadian national. Che Peng Zhao. Hope I'm not mispronouncing his name. Too bad. But yeah, let's talk. Let's figure that out.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.